first of all, where were you raised?
I was born and raised in Santa Ysidro.
Oh, so you lived here throughout your... What kind of careers did you have?
I'm trying to get out of here.
Now, what are your favorite forms of media? Do you like to read the paper, watch TV, listen to the radio?
I read when my eyes will let me.
Uh-huh. Like,
one for you.
Like newspapers?
Yeah, books. I got a book. I like mystery stories.
That's right, okay. Did you hear Cast of the War of the Worlds in 1938?
I probably didn't. That's many years ago.
That's 1938.
That was Orson Welles.
Uh-huh. The War of the Worlds when he said the Martians
came
down.
When the whole world took it away. Yeah. Don't mind me. Everyone's
okay.
Mind grown. I heard.
So what was your reaction to that? And
that's been many years ago. I don't know now.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, was there panic? From what I understand, there was a lot of panic.
There was a lot. I don't think it panicked me. I knew it was the television in our show.
The radio, and then saw the paper the next day?
I don't think we have television, and I don't think I
know.
No.
Had ups on it?
Yes, we did.
What kind of things did they say about it? What was their interpretation of the whole thing? Putting write-ups in the paper after that time? So how did you feel about the media coverage? Did they treat it fairly, or did they...
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I mean, as far as I know, it was fair.
I mean, they didn't influence, they didn't say it was a hoax.
No, they didn't say that. He didn't know whether it was a hoax or whether or not. He just had to run with it, I think.
With your family and everything, it was a big thing. Did they announce it before it was supposed to come on? Or?
Not necessarily. My mother couldn't hear very good, so she didn't listen to my mom.
Okay. Now, were you a sports fan at all?
I like baseball. Football, I cannot get interested in. I don't understand it. All I do is fall on top of each other and beat each other up. But now baseball, I can understand
okay.
In that law.
Right. Absolutely. In 1936, Joe DiMaggio had a 61-game hitting streak. Do you remember that?
He did what?
He had a 61-game hitting streak. It's a big, big deal. After that, how the media covered that.
Yeah, it was quite thrilling.
Uh-huh. Did you watch it on TV, or did you...
I didn't have TV then.
Did you...
I had a radio. I listened to the radio.
Did they talk about it a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
The funny yellow world theory and all that.
Got, specifically this Joe DiMaggio event. Did you read it in newspapers or magazines?
Yeah, it was always in the newspaper.
Out of sorts, or?
Yeah, they made quite a guy out of him. He was quite popular.
Right.
I really didn't.
Just basically newspapers and radio?
Right.
Did they, from what you can remember, was there a lot of media surrounding the whole event? Were they always on Joe DiMaggio wanting to know what his quote was after the game?
Oh, yes, they kept him covered pretty good. I didn't.
Franklin Roosevelt, 1933, he began his fireside chats. Did you hear that first one on the radio?
Yes, I heard that. To be honest with you, I wasn't. Everybody was all hip on Frank. I wasn't.
Really?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did you actually hear that broadcast in 1933? What'd you think? I mean, what was your feeling when you heard the president is coming from the White House to your home? What'd you think about that? Publicity for his New Deal campaign and all that. Did you, did they have a big write-up in the paper? Did the media think it was a big deal? What'd the media think about it? Did they think it was a big breakthrough?
Oh, they thought it was wonderful.
Fireside chat.
That was quite a deal, my fireside chat. That was something wonderful.
The country was pretty amazed that he could just go right through the radio and for the first time ever. Was it kind of like you all gathered around the radio to listen to it?
No. Hello.
All right.
This is my first day in this place.
Is that right?
I'm down the street someplace. I'm meeting up here, so this is my first day.
Is that right? Why? Huh?
My first day here.
What do you think?
No. My first day here.
Just another day. In and out, huh?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, let's see. Did you read any newspapers or magazines about the whole fireside chat? Franklin Roosevelt?
It's been an awful long time ago. I think I did. I was interested and I read them, yes, but I don't remember them now. My memory isn't that good.
Star and
Kansas, Star and Times. Star and Times. Yeah, two papers. Times and the Star. Right. That was it, boy.
Now, Rockefeller started it.
I see. William.
William Nelson Rockefeller.
Yeah, William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah. We're studying him right now in this class. Yeah. He was a wealthy man when he retired.
Very wealthy.
Very wealthy.
Had a girlfriend too, I think Marion Davies or something.
Yeah.
Heard all this. I got my thing.
Here.
I'm always grabbing my thing. Thank you.
What magazines did you read?
I could also have any Post Band.
Yeah.
I could afford, I think. We didn't have much money.
Right.
My father was a grocerman, and grocermen never made any money.
Yeah.
We didn't have much money to
work. That's where I work right now. I put myself through school.
Where is that?
I work at a Price Chopper.
Right.
But I produce. So, I advertised this fireside chat. Did they say it's going to be on a certain
night?
Oh,
yeah. They had it in the paper. You always didn't want to put me on there. You didn't have it. It was real good, you know.
Uh-huh.
We had a paper.
But the media did tell everybody about it and everything. Okay. Did the, okay, next thing I want to talk about is John F. Kennedy's assassination in 1963. Where were you at, and how did you first find out about it? Was it the radio?
I was at work.
Uh-huh. What time?
Yeah, I forget.
It was 12 in the afternoon, about 12:03.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you were working, did you hear, after the person told you to go, did you go listen to the radio or watch TV?
I mean, I finished my day's work is what I did, and then I went home and listened.
What, on the radio?
No.
What did the media say about it? Were they pretty shocked?
They were shocked that it was killed, yes, and I mean,
did they come right out and say Oswald did it after it happened?
I think they did.
Yeah. Did you, did the paper have a big headline the next day?
Yes. Big headline.
Did you read the paper? Did you watch TV at all about it?
I didn't have television then.
Oh, is that right?
I told you we were poor people. We had a you were in the newspaper and listen to radio. I had a little radio or something. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, did you read any magazines about the whole incident?
Yes.
Like Life or Time or anything?
I didn't keep buying it. As I said, I read mostly Saturday.
When they covered the event, did they add opinion or was it more like facts they found out about it? Did they ever say, you know, ever add their bias in it?
Carried it very well.
Right.
They were a good newspaper and they covered it very well.
About is World War II, 1939 and 1945. How did you initially find out we were in war? Like the Pearl Harbor incident, did you hear that on the radio?
Yeah, on the radio.
Did you? What rose up in you?
People didn't like it.
Maybe. Contact, I like him, and Contact,
I like that part. The main source you got? Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay. Did they add it, like, not just the Pearl Harbor incident, but throughout the war, did you get your information from magazines and newspapers? What magazines at the time did you read about it?
I didn't even post from my fat magazine. That's what I could
for. Right.
Pretty early.
Was there a lot of bias in the media? I mean, did they add a lot of opinions to what they said throughout the war?
Yeah, but they
did the media influence your opinion on how you felt about things?
Probably did. You get that many opinions on it. Yeah.
They said when, so how?
Well, you had to. There wasn't any other thing you could go by, was
right.
There?
No. No. So did they, like I asked before, was it more news-based back in that time, or did they add opinions like you see now on TV, like the O.J. Simpson thing? They have opinions all the time, but did they back then?
I don't think so. I don't think they had all those opinions then. No.
Absolutely.
All the sex and all that stuff, it wasn't like that.
Right. With the atomic bomb, the one Truman dropped, did you see him announce it on TV?
No, I think,
after that, did the radio and TV and magazines and newspaper cover the whole bombing pretty extensively?
They did it real good, yes, they did.
Big headlines the next day and all that?
Yeah, a lot of newspaper, a lot of them.
So did, what was the feeling in America? Did they feel like the Japanese deserved it, or was it should have dropped it?
I imagine there were people questioning it, but I think they were all for it.
They were pretty well, or the drop.
As far as I knew, they did.
Right. Did this war experience that you experienced on TV and everything? Did you how did it affect you? Did you see how cruel war can be, or have you seen any of the documentaries or like today they'll recapture what happened back then in documentary form and in real long segments on TV, like they'll have shows devoted to coverage today.
Well, hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I playing? I guess I was playing.
The coverage today. How do you think they cover these events that you actually saw firsthand?
I think they're doing a pretty good job.
I mean, from what you can remember, how media was back then versus now, what do you think? Do you think they get a little bit too in-depth and add too much opinion, or how do you feel? Overall, what do you think? I mean, back then it was just, was it more like they were giving you the news, but now they want to give you a much more?
There's a lot more ways.
Yeah. What do you think about that, all these cable channels?
It's too much.
Right.
It's too much.
Do you just watch local news?
Local.
Yeah.
If there's other things, I don't know, I'll watch it.
Right. So you still read Kansas City Star? Yeah. Did you, while you were in your career, girl, media affected you the most back then? Did radio impact you the most, or seeing it in print, did that impact you? What was the most moving for you? Although, was that a pretty big deal? Did you go to other people's houses and watch?
My brother had money to go around. We get in and watch it over here.
Typically, all I have, unless you can...
up something in the past? I don't think so.
No vices or virtues. I think that's basically all I really have for now as far as them events are concerned.
Did I answer your question?
Yes, you sure did.
You think of any more?
If I think of any...